If you're receiving this transmission, then this operation is a success. Dr. Nick and the hot Aussie chick are in the house and ready to dissect blackjack, poker, and everything in between.
Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you are, whatever time it is, you are listening to Dr. Nick.
And, of course, the hot Aussie chick. Who else would be here?
Yes, and by here we do mean the wonderful city of Las Vegas.
We do indeed. No more winter. Yay. Well, yeah. For now.
Well, winter, there's still winter in Australia, but without you.
Right, and without my tits freezing off.
That's where they went.
Yes, that is where they went. Ha ha, very funny.
So, you've been in Las Vegas for about 8 to 10 days now.
I have. I hit the floor running.
And by running, you mean just pedaling around the old World Series of Poker?
Yes, I do mean that. Speaking to lots of players, doing lots of interviews, I suppose you would call, with them, playing lots of fun games, seeing the atmosphere.
Yeah, you have a...
Freezing my tits off.
Again.
It's cold in there.
Oh, in there it would be, yes.
Yes.
And I saw your interviews with some players, and you do a game called Mate, Date, or Rate.
Yes.
That which I thought was...
Sponsored by 888, of course.
Oh, that's a fancy...
M8D8R8.
Okay. Because when you first said it, it sounded like rape. Like,
of course I'm not going to play those games. That's terrible. How could you think that?
Maybe it's a combination of the accent and the fact that I had a head cold, but all sorts of things run through your head.
Now I know why everyone was looking at me so strangely. Goodness me.
I bet. So... tell us a little bit about this game that you've been
doing. So basically, I give players, you know, that are being interviewed or put on camera, 8 players to choose to be a mate with, M8.
By mate, you mean a friend, like
yes,
Australian friend.
Yes, yes.
Mate, we have a different saying in the US, which is intimate.
Like when animals mate?
Yeah, so it would be more of an intimate
saying. Yeah, I don't
saying.
Mean that, obviously. I don't, you know,
okay.
I'm not inclining sexual innuendos at all. And or to date, which could be, you know,
right,
inclined that,
that
way. Yes.
Right.
Or rate. Rate, R-A-T-E, not R-A-P-E, thank you very much,
yes.
As a player. So 1 to 8 as a player. You know, just keep the 8s in there.
I see. And you just go through a series of 8 players.
Yes, I do.
Okay. What's the most interesting response that you've had thus far?
Well, actually, I interviewed a couple.
Okay.
I played the game with a couple. So rather than a man and, you know...
And they were from Australia.
They were.
So they understood you.
Yes, they did.
As opposed to everybody else.
Correct, yes. It's very difficult. It's like I speak a foreign language. Oh. Sorry, listeners. I'm really sorry if all this time you're just nodding and agreeing and just having no idea what I'm actually saying. But yes, the Australians understood me and it was fabulous. Because here you have a man and a female intimately involved for a long time. And I'm asking the female, would you be a mate of, would you date, or would you rate this player? And of course she's looking at her partner and... you know, the partner's like, well, I don't have to date them, and oh, no, I'd rate them, and so on and so forth. So, yes, that was lots of fun.
Good. Interesting reactions? Or which player did you find the most, surprising?
Probably when I said Gus Hansen. He's always known as a ladies' man.
Right.
And the lady just straight away said, not to me. It's like, okay, cool.
And Gus is in town for the World Series of Poker.
Yes, he is.
And
he's been kicking around at
Bobby's room.
Yes,
The Bellagio.
Playing some nosebleeds.
And by nosebleed, we mean extremely high stakes.
Right.
Now, another player that you interviewed, there was some controversy about, and it's in relation to Phil Hellmuth, who I don't know if he's a partner or a founder or a sponsor of this new website called Ustake.
Yes.
Ustake.com.
Mm-hmm.
And it's for players that they can go and sell pieces of their action to, which I really think is a good idea.
Yeah, it's kind of like, as I explained to Phil in Aussie terms, betting on racehorses.
Right.
In a way.
And Phil has been an extremely profitable racehorse in the last 25 years.
Phil has indeed. He has, what, 14 bracelets?
14 bracelets, yes. And I believe some of the... the reactions on Twitter were that he's quote-unquote robbing people because he's increasing, he's applying a 1.8% markup.
Well, whatever the markup may be, that a percentage. Any players yes. placing on themselves.
Yes, and example, if we'll do round numbers, and it'll be, say, you're doing a 20% markup, and you would sell, you know, a $10,000 buy-in for the main event, and you would actually charge $12,000.
Well, the easiest way I explained it to someone who asked, that is, was you have a $10,000 buy-in, so there's, let's say, 10,000 shares, each worth $1 each.
Right.
Instead of paying $1 for a share in someone like Phil Helmuth's main event, you might pay $2.50.
Right.
So for that one share, 1%.
Right. And to me, that makes perfect sense because there is, you know, there's a buy-in, but there's also a lot of hidden expenses that people don't know of, like, you know, rooms and food.
Well, forgetting that, I think the whole idea is that, you know, feels like, okay, well, I don't kind of need the money, you know.
Right.
Well, this is what I think he's thinking anyway, from, you know, our discussions and what I've read and whatever else. It's like, so they pay $1.50 and I'm going to win $10 million for their $10,000. Obviously, that's a good investment for my fans.
Yeah, if you win. And I believe the numbers were somewhere around, for Phil Helmuth anyway, that for every dollar a person has invested, he's taken, it's been like a 350% return.
Right.
So for $1, you get $3.50 back.
Right. So that's good value.
Yeah,
right?
That is definitely good value. And
as I said, like betting on racehorses, on favorites.
Yeah, Phil was very calm and, you know, he kind of.
Someone who's been accused of robbing people and whatnot.
Yeah. But, you know, again, the whole premise, I think, behind it was the whole youstake.com, which I believe was just a really good idea.
I think so, yeah. It gives a good chance for people like me who can't play to get in on the action.
Yeah, who are talented and, you know, maybe, especially people that are coming overseas. I mean, the costs can be really great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not very cheap to come all the way to Las Vegas and stay here for the whole summer.
Right, exactly. So making a little bit of money to cover those expenses, you know, it's, you know, there's the entry fees, but there's also, like we said, you know, living, cost of living. And so Phil Helmuth and Ustake.com is a great way to help players get into that particular field and then go ahead and pay for those expenses.
Or make money and not play. Watch from home. Sit, lounge, be involved, just like you're watching the Saturday races in Australia or wherever.
Right, so
you've got your horses out there in the field.
Yes, exactly. Yes. Your money's working for you.
In fact, there was an example of a lady who has not been playing poker for some amount of years now and earning so much money from investing in stakes in players. Just the return, she's just been really good at picking her players. The return has been so high, she has made a fortune.
And this is not like it's a new thing. It's a very common. People sell pieces of themselves all the time.
They do.
So that's one controversy that we kind of put to bed.
All right.
So
I think Phil was very calm.
He was. Well,
go to pokernews.com on YouTube and type Phil Helmuth, World Series of Poker 2018, maybe my name, Danielle Benham, and the interview will come up.
Yeah, good stuff. So, also, we need to, I guess, discuss some of the current conditions in Las Vegas.
Yeah, that'd be a good idea.
It's hot outside.
And it's cold inside.
Yes.
Can't win. But playing conditions. Playing conditions. And I think blackjack playing conditions, because there's like more people at the table, and, you know, poker players are wanting to do something when they're not playing, and they're, you know,
there's blackjack and there's
baccarat. Like the Mizrachi brothers. They're running around and playing and drinking and having fun, and, you know, one of them's only just got here. So what are the conditions? What are our current blackjack conditions?
Well, we have a lot. Well, for the longest time, I guess the last 20 years or so, the conditions in blackjack, particularly in Las Vegas, have gone particularly downhill. And by that, I mean,
I don't know. I think Australia's worse. Oh, it is. Shuffling machines everywhere.
Australia does have some terrible blackjack.
New Zealand, too.
Yes.
Boo.
But the biggest trend that you're seeing right now in blackjack, at least in Las Vegas, and all across the U.S., and even Australia as well, is that a lot of the games, they're not really blackjack anymore. The most noticeable rule difference, because, you know, each each game has a set of rules that they can go ahead and determine the house edge, a playing advantage. Good rules, usually 3-2 blackjacks, split as many times as you want, resplit aces, surrender, double after split, things like this all contribute to the initial house advantage. Now, what we're seeing now is variations of those rules. And like I said, the most noticeable rule is the non-traditional blackjack. And by that, I mean, rather than playing a 3-2, you're playing paying a 6-5 on a blackjack. So if you have a $100 bet on a 3-2, you win $150.
Oh.
Which is good. And
okay,
if you have,
I see the
and
issue,
if you have a,
yeah.
in a 6-5, you would only win $120. So you're kind of getting cheated out of that additional $30 on a $100 bet.
So guys, girls, avoid those tables. That's the first thing we're looking out
and
for.
And those are usually seen at lower limit games. $5 minimum bet, $10 minimum bets, things like that.
The ones where you're out to have fun and you're planning to, rather than advantage play, you're planning to, I'm going to lose $100 tonight. If I do, I had fun doing it.
Right. And again, that's just one rule. There are so many different types of blackjack out there, so you have to really be conscious of what the rules are on any particular table. A general rule of thumb is the higher the minimum bet, the better the rules. Now, there are variations of blackjack, like Superfund 21 or Spanish 21, this new game called Zombie Blackjack. There's a thing called Free Bet Blackjack.
Power Blackjack?
Power Blackjack is there as well.
What about the Australian version?
Australian Blackjack is similar to a... Well, we'll go through a couple of them. Not every single one because there's so many variations. But
on my Vegas, there's Shack Jack.
Yes, I saw that. Well, that's just kind of a marketing...
It's like 22 ploy. Is kind of fine as well.
Yeah, it can be. But again, those are more like a play on Shaquille O'Neal.
Right.
And things like that because he sponsors and his
is
likeness.
Is number 22?
His number was 32,
I believe. Silly.
Yeah, well, can't very well have blackjack.
Okay, 32. Australian blackjack, because obviously that's what I've mostly seen.
Okay, well, blackjack rules in Australia are pretty bad. Now,
let's not forget we were talking auto shuffling decks. Just
yes,
to start with,
those are terrible. Those are continuous shuffle machines. Right. They usually play with 8 decks, and they just recycle them
over and over and over.
Yes, exactly. So it really is not very good. Now you can double down, but you can only double on totals of 9 and 11. You can double after the split. So if you have a 9, and you split the 9s.
Then you can double.
And you can have it, and you say you draw 2, and you have an 11, then you can draw.
Then you can double, right.
yes. Or an ace, so an ace 9 is a 10, you can double that as well.
Now, this is why I got confused coming here, looking at blackjack going, what is going on?
Right.
So look at all these differences.
Right. And now the number of decks, like I said, usually 8, but they just put them in a continuous shuffle machine. It's terrible. The dealer... Depending on what the limits are, the dealer will either hit or stand.
On a soft 17.
On a soft 17, right. Yes, on that. And there's a hole card rule, which means the dealer does not take a hole card until after you play your hand.
Right.
So
With all of that said, of course, then you come to the USA, and this is what this is all about, this little segment that we have to throw in. Because I know lots of Australian friends of mine are coming on over here now, and... This is what they're seeing and this is what they're used to. God help them if they do play blackjack in Australia.
Right.
But nonetheless, you know, this is what to look out for here, to avoid.
Right. So, stuff like that is not very beneficial at all. So just keep in mind what the rules are. There's usually signs there. Now, the rules are not really displayed, so you could have to ask the dealer how to play as well. So, but again, just be very mindful about what game you're actually getting into, because it can just screw you up big time. Another one, which has been around a long time, is called Spanish 21. And Spanish 21 has very similar, well, they have a lot better rules than traditional blackjack, but there's one caveat, and that is that all the 10s in the deck are taken out.
Oh.
So, like, all the 10 value cards are taken out.
Why would they do that?
That's just...
To make it hard to get 21,
I
suppose.
Well, there's a wonderful book. Spanish 21 is beatable.
Right.
It's a beatable game. You need an enormous spread. But the benefit of that is that the casinos do not really believe that Spanish 21 is beatable.
Right.
So you could spread $10 to
$1,000. This could be a game for me to play.
It could be. But you need an enormous bankroll for one, and the swings can be ginormous.
Okay, let's forget that. I can't be bothered with that.
So some rules are, and in Spanish 21, is that you can you can surrender. There's a late surrender. So if the dealer has an ace, you can surrender. You can double after split as well.
Mm-hmm.
You can resplit your aces. A player always wins with a total of 21, no matter what. No pushes with the dealer.
Okay.
Has 21. Even if you have like a 3, 2, 6.
Yeah. As long as you got 21.
Yeah. So you have a value of 21. Yes. And no matter what, even if the dealer has a 21,
you still win.
You still win. Yes.
Well, that sounds pretty cool.
That is. The player can double on any number of cards.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have, again, like a 3, 2, 2, 3, 5.
What about if you get like 3 sevens?
Well, if you have
to make a 21.
Well, if you have a we'll get to that rule in a second. There actually is if you have a 6, 7, 8 or a 7, 7, 7 or any of a mixed suit, that pays 3 to 2.
Right.
But otherwise, a 21 only plays even money.
Right.
So there you go. Suited 7-7-7, when the dealer has a 7 face up, pays $1,000 for bets of $5 to $24. And they have something called a super bonus. And for bets $25 or over, it pays $5,000.
So you're really lining yourself up to try and get the 7-7-7 suited. This is obviously more than one deck.
And there's actually a thing called, say if you get it and the table's full.
Mm-hmm.
Each player gets an additional $50 at the table.
That's
they call
cool.
that an envy bonus. An envy bonus.
Right.
And players can hit and double down after splitting aces, which is a good benefit for the player. And it's just an all-around good game with a lot of rules, but you have to take advantage of those rules, and the computer simulations have worked it all out. So there's a wonderful book, like I said, called about Spanish 21 by a woman named Katrina Walker,
mm-hmm.
who tragically, I think, passed away a couple years ago.
Oh.
But she had this wonderful book, and it made a lot of people a lot of money. So that's another variation of 21.
Of course, I watched a documentary just not so long ago on Don Johnson. If you have that kind of money backing behind you, you know, you can just go play whatever version of 21 you want. Just tell them what rules, or Phil Ivey for that matter.
Right.
Just don't end up in court like he did.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's the Phil Ivey situation and the Don Johnson situation were a little different. What these guys do, they take advantage of some rebate programs, which say they want a certain type of game.
Mm-hmm.
And the casino will offer that game to them if the player agrees to certain conditions. The most noticeable one was at least for Don Johnson, was several years ago, he took
$7 million in one night?
It was like something like $15 million in a few Atlantic City casinos over the course of
3 nights?
A couple weeks, I believe.
Oh, it was weeks.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't pay much attention to that documentary. Sorry.
That was one of his most epic.
Right, and he set the rules.
Yeah, he said he wanted this, you know, and if he lost, he wanted this amount of rebate.
Right.
And things of that nature. But he was playing like two hands of $25,000 on a six deck shoe for.
Well, that would be fun.
Well, yeah, but not a lot of people have $10 million to put in a cage.
I need to be going hanging around the high roll room so I can watch some of this stuff.
Well, you've been there before, the mahogany room in Australia.
Yes, I have.
And the Phil
not
Ivey...
Not that I want to tell everyone that.
Nah, the Phil Ivey saga is a little different.
Mm-hmm.
He, the edge sorting case,
I'm thinking.
Then there was two. One is the Borgata.
But he still set out his own rules.
Yeah, the one was at the Borgata. Well, it wasn't the own rules. It was his conditions that he wanted. The conditions were at least for the Phil Ivey saga, was he wanted to use a certain kind of cards, a certain shuffle machine.
Mm-hmm.
He wanted an Asian dealer. That's so his partner could speak to the dealer in Chinese or Mandarin.
Wow.
So to tell him where to put the cards and things like that. He had to play for X amount of hours. And in order to get all these conditions, he had to put like $10 million of front money in the cage.
Okay.
He had to play a minimum of like $10,000 a hand. And he had to play for like 6 hours a day.
Screw this. Let's go do it.
Well, I don't have that kind of money.
I do.
I bet you do.
You should see my collection of Monopoly dollars. It's awesome.
Well, I think they need real dollars.
Okay.
Well, in any event, he did that, and he ended up taking $9 million from Atlantic City and $12.1 million from the Crawford.
And he ended up giving it all back, too.
Well, he won the money, but they refused to pay him.
Mm-hmm.
And he actually took them to court. He lost one of the cases in the UK, but that's getting appealed to the High Court, and I believe the one in the Borgata is still being litigated. In any event, it will end up in the High Court somewhere, to make the decision. I personally don't think he did anything wrong.
Neither do I.
Well, what he was doing is he was taking advantage of the asymmetries.
Right.
On the back of the cards.
So that he could remember and know what cards were.
Everything in casino is procedure.
Mm-hmm.
And by taking advantage of the asymmetries, I mean, if you look at the back of a card, it's not perfectly symmetrical. At least, it's not supposed to be.
Right.
Some of the cards that they use are flawed, mm-hmm. Offset printing, and things of that nature. And you can turn the cards a certain way, so when the cards are picked up and they're put in the shuffle machine what he was doing was all the nines and were facing one direction while the other cards were facing the other way.
Yeah.
So he could see, he could know whether an eight or a nine, because he would do that with eights as well, whether they were coming out as well.
God, praise it. Does not pay to have brains rather around
yeah,
here.
Yeah, they don't really like that.
Mm-hmm.
But they agreed to the terms, and Phil won a bunch of money, and they didn't like being made a fool of.
Speaking of having brains, how's poker working out for you?
Oh, poker. As everybody knows, poker and me have just started, and it's kind of a love-hate relationship.
It's been a few months now.
Yeah, it's been about 6 or 8 months.
Good on you for hanging in there.
Yeah, it's, I'm about even, I'd say, maybe up a couple $100.
That's better than I ever did.
And cash games.
Well, I mean,
games,
not ever. I mean, to start with.
Cash games, one thing that I noticed, boy, it's some of these bad beats are just horrific. And I've just recently started playing tournaments, which is a whole other animal. So the world of poker tournament poker has been very frustrating for me. Because, you just go in with ace king and you're expected to win, and then you just
get beaten by pocket threes.
Yeah, and it's I've only done 4 tournaments, but I've been doing pretty well. I've been getting to the final. I got to the final table. I've played 4 tournaments. I've got to the final table once. And I just got... What did I have? I had pocket kings. And the guy had ace...
The point is you got creamed on a
The point is that I got rivered on, the guy had 8-10 and he caught a...
We don't care about.
Well, whatever it was, I was way ahead.
Right, and you got smashed.
Yeah. But I had 25,000 chips, and the guy had 40. But if I win that hand, which I should have won, I mean, mathematically, I'll play it the same way every time.
Mm-hmm.
I go all in, and if I wouldn't win that hand, I'm the chip leader and likely winner, and winner to a free entry, $1,000 free entry to the World Series of Poker online event.
Right.
$1,000.
Which you so desperately want to play. And
yes,
that would be so good because,
right,
last show we mentioned you couldn't get media credentials either, so obviously you're not going to be able to go play events.
Right. So maybe. Well, maybe. Again, we'll see.
Who knows? Well, not to brag or anything, but I'm about to play my first two poker tournaments outside of Australia.
Yes.
Live ones, that is. Live ones, that is. And one is the Celebrity Charity Poker Event. Now, if you've gotten this far, if you happen to withstand listening to my horrid voice...
Which, by the way, you're getting all sorts of nasty comments. Well, not a lot. Maybe seven or eight.
Enough to piss me off.
Yeah, 200,000 views, and you're upset over 10 comments.
Well, they were nasty.
Well, they're nasty people
in
the world.
Intolerable and sound like I have shit in my mouth. Sorry if I do, but, you know, that's just my accent. Whatever.
Right.
Anyhow, so if you were lucky to get this far into the show, then you'll be lucky enough to know that I will be walking the red carpet on Saturday, June the 16th at Planet Hollywood, obviously in Las Vegas.
Right, the casino.
Right, correct. And at 1 p.m. there's a tournament which has 30k in cash and prizes and 10k guaranteed for first place, which I'm gunning for.
Right.
With that said, it's all for a good cause, which is raising the stacks for CP, cerebral palsy, one step closer. There's lots of fun prizes such as Vegas getaway packages, VIP show ticket packages. So you guys, if you want to play this tournament, get on the
entry fee?
Oh, I don't know. Because I'm a celebrity.
So you get yours free?
Well, I don't know. I'm just going to go pay it. I have to. And if I'm free, I'm free. If I'm not, I'm not.
Okay.
But what is free, what is definitely free, is I'm going to be giving away some Las Vegas Advisor / Huntington Press goods.
Yes.
And I think that I need to make a code word so that I know that all of our show listeners who happen to be there watching the celebrities such as Montel Williams and RJ Mitty, I think he's from Breaking Bad, or Cheryl Hines or Randy Kuchar or Elias Gable or Jennifer Tilly.
Now, Gable is he's the lead actor on that TV show Scorpion about a boy genius.
Right. Well, Eric Bourdais, he's another.
Yes.
Is
he going to be there?
Yes, he's going to be there. He's Dude, Where's My Car? And Planet of the Apes and American Sniper. He's been in some really big movies.
And also, he also experienced that horrific
Go. The buy-in is $320 plus $30. So $350, you get to hang with the celebrities, play with the celebrities, win all of this guaranteed cash and prizes with a guaranteed 10K first place. Absolutely 100% worth it. Definitely value. And I'm going to give you a code word to also possibly win some Las Vegas Advisor stuff. Or be given, not win. You know.
I think you should say, Aussie, Aussie, Aussie. And if everybody's, and if whoever says, oi, oi, oi.
No, well, everyone's going to say, oi, oi, oi. So I think if someone yells out, Aussie, 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 when they see me, they're a winner. I'll go, oi, oi, oi.
You win.
I'll walk on over. No, and then you win.
You could be like here. Oprah. You get a Las Vegas Advisor book, and you get a Las Vegas Advisor book, and you get a Las Vegas Advisor book.
Let's just settle down. Las Vegas Advisor might not be too happy. We're mentioning all these books, sending them out, put them out of business. But you get the hint, guys.
There will be free stuff.
Yes, there will be free stuff from me on the red carpet. And the other tournament that I'm going to play for the first time, these are my tournaments, first tournaments I've played, not reported. I've reported lots of tournaments out of Australia, would be the LIPS, that's Ladies International Poker Series Championship.
You should tell us what happened the last tournament you played in Sydney.
Didn't I already? No.
Well, just refresh it.
No. Let me just finish this first.
Okay.
I don't want to talk about that.
It's hysterical.
It's not hysterical. People could be listening in and it could be really hurting their feelings. It's not funny.
Oh, I thought it was pretty funny.
Well, it's not funny if people are listening in and they're close to people that happen to pass away, and that's all I'm going to say. That's not very nice.
Someone died at the poker table next to Danielle.
No, not next to me.
Or two sheets over?
We're not talking about this anymore. Do I need to...
Ow!
Slap you.
Stop hitting me.
Stop being so disrespectful. And that's the Aussie way. Please don't charge me with assault. Okay, back to the LIPS Poker Championship, because I'm really excited because it was just announced that not only do I get to play the championship, or everyone else gets to play the championship of two, of course, but there is a 30,000 platinum package through PokerStars, which takes you all the way to where? Guess.
Australia.
No, obviously not.
World Series of Poker.
No. Two, the PokerStars Players Championship, which is taking place in January 2019 at Atlantis in the Bahamas.
Ooh, I like the Bahamas.
Right. Well, it includes the entry and accommodation and food and beverages and all that kind of stuff. And
alcohol? Because I know some Aussies are going to drink more than $30,000 worth of alcohol.
Well, beverages is alcohol, right?
I don't know.
It is. Anyhow, so I definitely want to win that, or at least be in the running for that. So, final 10, final table, you're in the chance to, you've got the chance to win that. So that's June 29th to July 1st. I'm going to be kicking around the Orleans. So look that up. Lips. Ladies International Poker Series. Which I probably ordinarily would not have mentioned because I don't like giving away free advertisement. But given that I'm going to be there, you know.
Right.
And given I'm pissed with other people in the poker community right now.
Yes. But on a positive note, some of the other people in the poker community have, quote unquote, got your back.
Yes, many of them.
Right.
So, as everyone would know that has listened to me for many, many, many years on radio or read my writings or followed my poker life, I have always remained a neutral lady and I don't get pissed at very much, other than when I'm dumped. With that said...
Sacked,
yes.
Terminated.
And it wasn't from Poker News. But whatever. Anyhow, I was, not ditched or sacked or terminated. Just told,
I think it was more
know.
Of a vengeful type of a scenario.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, so I'm not part of a tiny little poker community any longer. And I do emphasize tiny little poker community because it is very small. But maybe it's going to do great things and good luck to them. I'm still pissed. However... In the process of all of this happening, I did get to go to the Real Grinders Lounge, which was a great thing. I don't know if anyone's heard of the Real Grinders Lounge. Again, I did an interview and showed off the Real Grinders Lounge. Pretty terrible interview, but nonetheless.
For people who don't know, the realgrinders.com is a website. We're 17,000 strong.
No, the mostly the Facebook page is the Facebook group.
Yeah, there's about 17,000 people there.
Real grinders, real grinders.
You know, low stakes players who are
to
just
mid to high,
to mid to high that are, and they have a lot of pros.
Yeah, they do, like Jeff Madsen and Dan Heimiller and Johnny Chan
was there.
And Phil Hellmuth.
Yeah, Phil Hellmuth stopped by the poker
lounge. In fact, guys, get on over there too. If you buy a Phil Hellmuth book from the Real Grinders Lounge, signed for $49, I think it is, you're going to get a ticket to possibly play in the tag team with Phil Hellmuth.
The dream team.
Yes, the dream team. Phil Hellmuth, Raymond Davis, and someone else to be advised, which I'm just going to guess, is probably Johnny Chan. Don't know who else.
Well, yeah, but and the nice thing about the Real Grinders Lounge, it is relatively close. It's literally just across the street from the
Rio.
From the Rio,
yes.
On Valley View.
Right, which is impressive.
Which is this little strip mall. And they got sodas and beverages and some munchies so you can hang out.
Mm-hmm. And free.
Yeah.
Free?
Well,
free
as long as you remember.
Yes, as long as you remember, yes. And, of course, what do we all want to do during tournaments? Is sit back, relax. I mean, I remember last year's main event of World Series of Poker. Somehow I ended up in the offices of Huntingdon Press. Not that that's an open, you know, invitation. Along with a couple of other people.
Blair Rodman, who was a co-author of Kill Phil.
And everyone just wants to sleep or rest. Or
yeah,
relax.
You want to you want to get out of that.
Charge your phone. So there's charging stations.
You want to get out of the atmosphere.
Yeah, you don't
want
to lay in the hallway.
Yeah, especially where there's smoke and
right.
You know, you just want to get away from it. I mean, just to clear your head, if anything at all.
Anyway, go look at that interview and check out the lounge because I thought that was just fabulous.
Yeah, Raymond Davis and Eric Schimpf did a. Mm-hmm. And Jack Lee Wesley is also a part of it.
Terry King. There's nameless people that are really trying hard to. I suppose you'd say represent the little people. Then, of course, there's Jeff Madsen. Hi, Jeff, if you're listening in, who's doing a lot of coaching there. So you can get on in and get coached for poker. There's so much good stuff going on for that group of people.
Right. Realgrinders.com. Check it out.
And Dr. Nick has their shirt. Go grab
one. Yes, they give it away free stuff. That's my favorite price.
Only
free.
To you.
Only to me.
Only
okay.
To you. You got paid off to say all of that, I think.
Well.
I think you got paid
off
with
we're actually, shirt. We're going to be doing some, I got some sunglasses or some glasses from Blue Shark Optics.
Yes.
Which I'm going to be reviewing next week. There's the blue blockers. I'm going to pick them up probably sometime this week. And
Dr. Nick's half blind, so they're prescription blue blockers. They're not just blue blockers.
Have three quarters blind.
Okay, well, whatever it may be. The point is that, you know, they're not just your average blue blockers. You can go to the Blue Shark Optics booth. All these little things we're finding out.
Yes.
Aren't they great?
Yes.
As we travel around and, you know, check shit out, I was going to say.
Yes. And also tonight, we're also going to go check out the Golden Knights.
Well, we probably should have mentioned that in case we don't get the show up tonight.
Well, they'll be up today. But again, just for those who don't know, the Golden Knights have been having a hell of a year. And hopefully they can reboot themselves and do it.
Well, I wouldn't know because I've never watched a game of hockey in my life.
Oh, it's very violent.
You'd like it.
It's like rugby with pads on skates.
So they're wimps?
Pretty much. No, they're not.
They're not wimps.
No, we also...
Do they bleed?
Some guys get their teeth knocked out.
Bones? Oh,
yeah.
Okay. So it's kind of like...
There was a guy on the Chicago Blackhawks a couple years ago who actually had like his four front teeth knocked out and still played the rest of the game.
Wow. Well, there was an AFL player that punctured his lung and still played the rest of the game.
Yeah,
hardly
that's pretty
comparable,
intense.
But, you know.
That's pretty intense.
Another one had his whole face caved in, but I really mean that. He had to have complete facial reconstruction. James Hurd, Essendon Bombers, anyhow. Whatever.
Well, yeah. And also, we are working on getting tickets to a MMA fight coming up.
Because there's an Australian over here.
Yes.
Which happens to be my dad's friend's cousin.
Your dad's friend's cousin. And an Aboriginal.
Sort of, yeah. I believe so. Mundine is going to be there, I believe. In the back, not fighting. In the, in behind the scenes.
Right.
Maybe I shouldn't have said that. I don't know. I've got to start keeping my mouth closed. That's it for me. Enough. I'm quiet. I'm going to go fill it with bourbon instead. Get ready to watch this hockey game. Do my whole crazy Aussie thing and yell and scream.
Oi.
I don't know.
And just so people know, we are arranging some really good interviews in the next couple weeks.
We are?
Yes.
I don't know about them.
We're going to bring on Anthony Curtis.
We are?
Yes.
Oh, yay. I like Anthony.
Everybody. Well, just you like Anthony because he has a keg of beer in his office.
Hey. Well, now, why would you give that away?
Now everybody's going to want to go there.
You never know. Anthony's going to kill you.
Yeah, Anthony Curtis.
Nicholas is actually joking.
Yeah. Huntington Press publisher, Las Vegas Advisor publisher. Bob Nersessian.
I use the word Nicholas when you've done the wrong thing, Doctor.
Yeah. Bob Nersessian, who is a famous gaming attorney, probably the most famous gaming attorney.
Oh, fabulous. He can help keep me out of trouble.
I don't know about that, but you'd probably be more inclined with another attorney we're going to bring on, Bob Loeb.
Is he a criminal attorney?
Yes, criminal attorney.
Okay.
So you might need him more than Bob Nersessian.
Yep.
And to talk about some current gaming-related decisions that came out. And I am trying to get Nelson Rose, who is the leading gaming attorney, who's written a book on gaming. He's a professor of law as well, to discuss the legal implications of the recent U.S. Supreme Court decision where they legalized sports betting online.
Mm.
So we will discuss that. And also some tax attorneys. And
why do we have so many attorneys coming along?
Well, we figured tax attorneys might be good because, considering World Series of Poker time, you know, a lot of people who win unexpectedly don't know the tax implications of winning.
Makes
and
sense.
Also, we're going to have the American Casino Guide publishers on here, Steve Boré. Maybe Matt Boré, who is
publishers, attorneys. I think it's about time we brought some strippers in for these guys. This
strippers?
Is just so not fair.
Well, this is audio. This is audio. I don't know how effective strippers would be.
Phone sex workers?
Yeah. Those are usually in Thailand.
Right.
In any event, we have a lot of interesting things coming up in the next several weeks, and we will be broadcasting again shortly. This is Dr.
In
Nick.
In a week.
Yeah. Or maybe even sooner.
To remind them to yell, Aussie, Aussie, Aussie.
Aussie, Aussie, Aussie. And you say?
Well, I'm not going to say anything. I'm going to go, oi, 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 I suppose. I'll have to.
I won't be able
to not do it as
right.
I walk on over and give them their little treat.
Yes, so we will be doing all sorts of interesting things over the next, I guess, how many more weeks? 7 weeks of the World Series of Poker we have?
Don't know, lost count already. I'm too tired.
Yes, you've been working overtime. In any event, Daniel, whatever your name is.
Hot Aussie Chick.
Hot Aussie Chick. That's a lot easier. That's a lot easier.
Hack.
Hack. The Hot Aussie Chick hack. So we will get back to you in a week or so.
End it. End this crap.
And we will be back with a guest soon. And this is Dr. Nick.
And the Hot Aussie Chick.
Signing off. Seeing you next week. Bye.
See you later.